I grew up in a community, Moorhead, in the Disciples of Christ Church. And we were taught that the earth is God's creation and to respect that, always respect that. And I think I may speak for many like me who struggle to reconcile that teaching with actions such as mountaintop removal and filling streams and valleys. But I just wonder, how do you reconcile that?
It's a great question, Tom. And while I'm not a member of the Disciples of Christ, I am a Catholic. So I have a leader of my faith, Pope Francis, who has come out very aggressively in climate change. You know, as a Catholic, it can be troubling if your politics and your faith wind up out of balance, if you will, in a way. And my wife and I talk a lot about this. We're both Catholic, and it can be a challenge. But think about where we're sitting right now in Lexington in this radio studio, and what was it 100 years ago? It wasn't a studio. You know, it was something else then. And I think that is the nature of humans, that, you know, we're going to live somewhere. What kind of world do we want to live in? We want the modern amenities. Now, how do we have them? If we want windmills, we're going to have to do a whole bunch of mining to build these windmills. You know, if we want solar panels, you're going to need a lot of blue gem coal out of Kentucky to build silicon for your solar panels. You know, it's never that easy. And it's funny. It really goes down to what an engineer told me when I got this job. I mentioned it earlier. Every form of energy production has some type of environmental and economic cost to it. And that's easy to rattle off. But what it means is everything has a cost. And what cost are we willing to pay? There's rumors that the next big, you know, activist movement will be about big beef or big cattle, they call it, and how destructive cows are towards our environment. People like beef. I don't know if you've heard, but it's pretty popular, and it's not probably going anywhere. And I'm sorry, you go to Lewisburg, West Virginia, where they have grass-fed beef, and it's a beautiful farm, and you eat a good steak. To me, that's hardly messing up the earth. You look at a coal mine like in Western Kentucky that's also supporting Kentucky athletics and academics and doing good things for not only its community there in Union County, but also back here. I kind of scratch my head of how are we going to power this country? I guess my point is, I think of our mutual, I'll say friend, Wendell Berry. Mm-hmm. He uses a typewriter. He doesn't use, you know, electricity. I don't think he has air conditioning because he chooses to live that way. I like my laptop. I couldn't live without it, I don't think, in some ways. I probably could live without it, but in my head, I can't. I don't want to live in that world. But we have to get a black rock out of the ground to create a lot of that, I believe. And if we don't, we better find another way that's as reliable or affordable. And I don't think we have it right now.